Hi, thank you so much. We are delighted to be with you right now for the good stuff. That's right. Before we get into all the other good stuff, I want to start off with this good stuff. Tri-State Livestock News, unlike any other publication, they provide comprehensive coverage on everything agriculture, from horse sales, rodeo news, to the latest in farm equipment. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
I have a letter. It's a letter to the editor of the Peregrine Foundation press release out of New Mexico, the Office of Public Relations. And this is all in fun.
Oh, okay. Duly noted, everybody.
This article is provided for one-time publication. It is provided in Word document and text-only formats. Reprint permission was provided by Rod Dowse, General Manager, Cascade Cattlemen. All right. A Rancher's Nightmare by Thomas Wydell. I was told no fishing in my favorite stream for a starter. It now belonged to the endangered snail darter. If you get any frogs before they're dead, just make sure ain't none of them legs is red. I sure didn't want to give or do any harm. Thought I'd put a new concrete floor in that old barn. Started cleaning it, found a nest that belonged to an endangered pack rat. So the job was stopped in a hurry. You could bet on that. Hired a guy to build a fence. Gave him my fencing list. Checked on him a few days and knew that I'd hired an environmentalist. He was down on his hands and knees. I asked, "Tell me, what are you doing, if you please?" He didn't say nothing, just kept looking around. Finally, he said he was gathering grass seed to replant the disturbed ground. For a straight line, he'd put up a string, but to him, it didn't mean a thing. One post would be out of line 4 feet. The next was in line real neat. Some of the posts would only be 6 feet apart. The next 12 feet, like I told him to start. I said, "Why didn't you dig the hole near you, imp?" "Well," he said, "it looked like a pool for a fairy shrimp." One place it looked like he'd started a hole. He quit because he thought he saw an endangered golden mole. There was one spot that looked like a big bird had stopped to dump his load, then took off in flight. He thought that it could belong to an endangered eagle. It would maybe come back, and he just might be right. The next place there was no post. I didn't have a notion. I was told that pile of feathers belonged to an endangered seabird headed for the ocean. One place he'd built a funny thing. It looked like some staves out of an old-time lady's girdle. It was a protected home for an endangered dryland turtle. Now, here was something new, a post in line, but setting askew. About the time he was stamping it in, he saw a rattlesnake. Now, that was one reason with I could relate. What I saw next down by the creek, I about threw a fit. There was an elderberry bush with a fence clear around it. He said an endangered horn beetle lived there. I looked and looked, never could see where. Back and forth the fence did roam. It had to be that way, he said, to dodge the patches of meadow foam. Up on the hill near the end was a big pine tree. About 20 feet from it, the fence stopped. This I had to see. He said in that tree lived a fowl. It was right, he thought, the home of the endangered spotted owl. I told him that for his job I couldn't give a badge of merit. "Oh," he said, "I also saw an endangered black-footed ferret." Now, I bet you thought I would tear out that fence built by that environmentalist. No siree. 1,000 years from now, it will confuse the heck out of a bunch of archaeologists. Again, that was written by Thomas Wydell, A Rancher's Nightmare.
That is cute. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say will be misquoted, then used against you. These are a few more non-biblical proverbs. Another one, I wonder how much deeper the ocean would be without sponges.
Honk if you love peace and quiet. That's an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Despite the cost of living, have you noticed how it remains so popular? That's a good point.
Nothing is foolproof to a sufficiently talented fool.
There we go.
Never underestimate them.
That's right. It is hard to understand how a cemetery raised its burial cost and blamed it on the cost of living.
I would think that'd be the cost of dying, wouldn't
it?
Yeah,
exactly.
Just remember, if the world didn't suck, we'd all fall off of it.
That's a very good point. Mike, are you familiar with the 50-50-90 rule?
No, I don't.
Anytime you have a 50-50 chance of getting something right, there's a 90% probability you'll get it wrong.
We'll save a few more of those proverbs for another day here on The Good Stuff.